I was going to write something, but the time did not allow.
And he had a secret weapon.
Yeah, it's Molly and I were going to do a duet, and because we've been meaning to do one for years, and it's just it hasn't happened. Had a perfect thing planned for this year, but didn't do that. So we're going to go to the internet. And a song from a couple of years ago that I absolutely fell in love with this holiday season might be inappropriate, but at the same time, might be very appropriate. It's WMFO Medford.
Shooting snowmen with a shotgun on a cold winter night from a pickup on the dark streets of town. When we see their beady black eyes shining in the headlights, we pull over, shoot the poor bastard down. Ho, 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 here we go, it's a Yuletide tradition. Ho, 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 here we go, let's load up them shells. Ho, 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 here we go, on a Christmas time mission. Let's hunt down them bastards, send them to hell. There's a big one down on Main Street, just sitting and grinning. I'll drive and you take him down. Christmas carol from both barrels, and a snowman is history. We don't need their kind in our town. Ho, 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 here we go, it's a Yuletide tradition. Ho, 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 here we go, let's load up them shells. Ho, 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 here we go, on a Christmas time mission. Let's hunt down them bastards, send them to hell. Hear the sirens coming yonder, guess we better get going before they start reading our rights. All our good work was for nothing, 'cause it just started snowing. We'll be back again tomorrow night. Ho, 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 here we go, it's a Yuletide tradition. Ho, 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 here we go, let's load up them shells. Ho, 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 here we go, on a Christmas time mission. Let's put down them bastards, send them to hell. Ho, 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 here we go, it's a Yuletide tradition. Ho, 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 here we go, let's load up them shells. Ho, 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 here we go, on a Christmas time mission. Let's hunt down them bastards, send them to hell. Let's hunt down them bastards, send them to hell. Down them bastards, send them to hell.
A couple of songs for everybody feeling less than festive this holiday season. I was Angry Johnny and the Killbillies shooting snowmen. Don't need their kind in our town.
Well, that was Angry Chris Earl.
And
Deck Your Own Effing
Halls. Angry Chris Earl with Deck Your Own Effing Halls. Let's see. Who's starting this round? Chase Mullane?
While I appreciate Chris's effort to write his song when Dee did not, I'm going to go with Derek on this one, if only because it will get us less FCC fines during our time slot.
That was the Meow Mix.
That's going to... We're going to need a little more meow, Chris. No, it was quite good, but I mean, that song that Derek just played was... I'm sorry. If I'm going to go country, it's going to be about shooting snowmen.
Yeah. Gail Clifford?
Okay, that was awful.
Don't worry, you can get back in your car and play Feliz Navidad for the rest of the night.
Thank you.
The bad men will stop playing music soon and you'll be free.
Thank you.
You didn't come in here thinking this was going to be all jolly, did you?
Maybe.
Okay.
For a few minutes here and there.
A Christmas show?
Yeah.
I know.
With us?
Well, I have to say I was very struck by the fact that Chris created, took the juxtaposition of a very, very upbeat melody with a decidedly downbeat message. That was pretty interesting to me. And Derek, your song was completely aversive as well. That being said, I'm giving the point to Chris just because he took the time to write a song. This is the weakest vote ever. Chris Earl.
Jim?
Well, same thing. Country's not my... what year was that?
Shooting Snowmen is from 2011.
Yeah. Yeah, anything country post-1989 sucks.
Pretty much, yeah.
Anything before that was pretty cool. You're Johnny Cash.
I got to give him credit for gunning down snowmen.
That is,
That's really what, you know... There's a certain irony to the whole thing.
It's not half bad. Also, Chris is clearly depressed that he's my ride home. And he's probably going to drive us into a bridge abutment if I don't. So I'm going to go with the Meow the Halls.
Self-preservation. Vote there. Daniela?
I mean, how am I supposed to vote against Chris when the man wrote a song?
Exactly.
I got to give it to Chris.
Mike Pegas?
For those poorly placed meows, by the way.
Well, my vote doesn't matter. I'll be doing the math.
Vote counts.
I will tell you what I think. I don't really care for cat noises. I'm not. It was a toss between which is more annoying to me, country music or cats. And I kind of like Derek's song. I like Derek's song. I wish you had chosen Derek so I could have been the deciding vote, but it just didn't work that way. It's all like the math to me. But I'm going to vote for Derek there because we bleeped out. We didn't really bleep very well, did we? But that's another story.
It is quite a symbol for the society we live in.
Yeah, I think the effort is what counts in the eyes of our cruel overlords. Mm-hmm. At least I hope that's the case. If not, I had no idea, folks, and there's no dump button. So there you go. WMFO Medford, don't forget On the Town, Mikey D coming your way at 9 o'clock tonight. Everything you need to know about the Boston music scene. Those of you wondering why we're not talking about the news, we'll do that next week, all right? It's Christmas time. We're having our annual Christmas battle between Chris Earl and myself, and after 10 rounds, we are knotted up. Am I correct?
That's correct.
We have a tie.
Yeah.
Dance-off.
Haven't had one of these in a while.
Should we have a dance-off?
Dance-off.
Yeah, dance-off.
Dance battle.
Because that works...
It's a tie.
That works so well on radio.
I snuck it in.
We could just call it a tie, or we could do a tiebreaker round.
Yeah, we do a tiebreaker. We always do a tiebreaker. Plus, I can play G.G. Allen's 12 Days of Christmas again.
If you want to play that again, I will go up against that all night long, is what I'm going
to
say.
So you're saying you're going to hand it to Derek. That's what you're saying.
No, I'm not going to say that. I'm going to, I'm going to give it some thought. The question is, who starts?
Would
you around?
I think you, I think you do, because, let's see,
That would be around 11.
Oh, no, first. Because if we're going by the same...
So you got a hot 11, or you have to think of some?
Nope, I've got something. I had stuff planned just in case.
Well, we have 55 minutes, so between color commentary and our last two picks, we could also do the entire hour of Kmart Christmas music from 1974.
We'll yeah.
We could also play my favorite Christmas musician, who, as I said,
you have to tell us who it is. Maybe we can play it.
Well, not yet, because then you're going to play it, and then you're going to...
I don't know. I don't think so. No?
I'm gonna play a little bit of this.
I don't think we cater. I cater a little bit to Mike Pincus since he's joined the show. I always throw a Jewish selection into the mix
and try to get the cheaper iTunes buy.
So it's Pincus's fault.
And I don't think Shirley won.
Does
that
it work?
Round.
I'm gonna play a little bit of this.
Did it work last year?
You looked at him like
I don't know if it worked last year.
No.
I'm a little self-loathing.
So. I think you've actually you voted against every selection I've made that was actually for Mike. Yeah.
I'm amazed that I lost on the baseball glove song. That stuns me.
I thought it was an awful
so
final selection.
Have you got something?
Yeah, I guess so.
I'll wait on this because I got another track that I want to throw on in the background, which is kind of cool. But all right, Scott Mills is a BBC presenter, and a couple of years ago, 2012 specifically, he came up with this idea to do a comedy Christmas song, because everybody's got to do a comedy Christmas song. Scott Mills' idea was to create the perfect Christmas song. And what does that have? Well, it has the usual list of stuff, jingle bells in the background, and, of course, a political message thrown somewhere into the middle of it. So this is Scott Mills and some other BBC types, known as his Pigs and Blankets, with the perfect Christmas single. Focus grouped, measured, analyzed. This is what the perfect Christmas song sounds like.
I saw your status change. Your life's been rearranged. It must be really strange to be on your own now.
You have no messages.
Because Santa Claus is coming. Seems like everybody's getting something except you. Because you're, like I said, on your own now. You got a choice. You don't have to be lonely this Christmas. You can simply have a wonderful time. Forget the silent nights, turn on the Christmas lights. You're gonna be alright on your own. A star shining bright, set the sky alight. Oh, holy night, you're pranking sense. Got free reindeer.
Not a free reindeer. Well, no.
No. But your rein is free. The deer belong to Santa. So don't hide away.
War is over if you want it, right here on WMFO Medford. John Lennon and Yoko Ono, happy Christmas, war is over. And before that, Scott Mills and his Pigs in Blankets, perfect Christmas single. One of the reasons that I fell in love with that song is anybody who is going to use the word frankensensational in a Christmas song, I just is going to win my heart. Mm-hmm. It's that simple. Gail,
I have to basically say something real quick. I was caught between three things. One of them was a 1981 Hooked on Classics Christmas, which I love a lot, but it was an instrumental. And then going into that last one, I think everybody's questioning my sanity a little bit. So I was going to play Let It Go from Frozen by Adele Azim.
It's not a Christmas song.
But it's not a Christmas song. That's what I think. That's what I think happened. So that's why we've never played John and Yoko. I think it's a wonderful song. I think it fits in with 2017 and a little bit of my attitude. And that's why I had to end with that.
I just want to remind everyone that America killed John Lennon. It wasn't
John Lennon died for our sins.
It wasn't Mark David Chapman. Yes. It was America. Yes. I very nearly reached
and
for
a little bit catcher in the rye.
Very nearly reached for even Squeaky Frome Loves Christmas in honor of the recent passing of Charles Manson.
Yeah.
But that song is just so far out there that it barely counts as a Christmas song. Gail Clifford, I think you are the first to go.
Okay. Chris, are you feeling schizophrenic by chance?
No.
Okay. Very good. Derek, I loved that song. It had everything. It was like almost like Broadway tune-ish, like, you know, and the octave change and the crescendos and the buildup and all that. And it gets my vote. As much as I love John Lennon, your song got my vote.
Jim?
Oh, John Lennon all the way. Sorry.
It's sort of a no-brainer. Jim's looking at me like, why are you even asking me that question? Why didn't you play something else Beatles? Well, because my choices are Ding Dong Ding Dong, which
I love Ding Dong Ding Dong.
I don't know if it's even a holiday song at all, and that god-awful piece of crap that
Ding
Paul
Dong,
McCartney
Ding
recorded.
Dong, you're a Ding Dong Ding Dong.
So, Danielle Caplino.
I would say, considering I can't even remember what Derek's song actually sounded like at this moment, I'm probably going to have to, I mean, John Lennon anyway, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mike Pincus?
I'm a little surprised you haven't played that, actually, in all your battles.
I'm a little surprised played that, too.
Yeah.
Do you ever hear that Farmers Only dating site commercial? You don't have to be lonely anymore. That's what that first song sounded like to me. I'm going with the John Lennon song. Sorry, Derek.
No worries. It's John Lennon. Shay Spillane?
Not that my vote matters anymore, because I, too, am good at math. Pincus.
Well, you're not a Democrat in Alabama. Your vote absolutely matters.
But I will say, as much as, and this is a controversial one for me, because I do love me some John Lennon, but I also hate me some screechy Yoko voice that needs to be masked by a bunch of children to make it listenable. This is one of the few times on radio that I'm like really disappointed that the audience can't see what's happening, because the music video to accompany Derek's song is so, it's such a wonderfully ironic parody.
Yeah, go look that up. Scott Mills and his Pigs in Blankets.
That's the thing, is it sounds a little too much like they're trying to be serious, but they're clearly not.
Yeah.
We talked about a video one year, and that was a cool video. I was watching along, too.
Yeah, my chair is nearly wet and not from coming. Let's put it that way. Peeing myself. That's what. I'm sorry. We've already blown our FCC thing tonight. But I'm gonna have to go with Derek on this one.
So by a single vote in the tiebreaker round, Chris Earle takes it.
Yes.
This year, although I think it actually works out as a tie because you lost a bunch of votes for that Gigi Allen song.
No.
So
I got a unanimous round, and I put up Gigi Allen after that for you. And it did get a
And point. I technically wasn't here for the first round, though.
This is like an electoral college type thing.
That's right. That's
so, well,
right.
Let's count the actual popular vote, shall we? We have lots of time.
I believe what's happened here is that I have won the popular vote, but Chris Earle has won the electoral college.
Well.
And we all know how well that turned out the last time.
Look how miserable time. I am. Of course you're going to win the popular vote.
I'd like you more if you spoke into the microphone.
You're in charge tonight.
Yeah, well,
we got 40 minutes left.
I know.
You talk more than I do.
It's your turn to talk. Let's go back to Kmart in 1974.
Jim, count the popular vote, man.
for some
you have math to do.
Little background music here. This is the
ask about favorite presents and things.
Kmart in-store music for Christmas 1974. How many of us were alive in 1974?
Me.
Yeah.
So
most of us.
Still there.
A lot of us. Yeah. We just
two, I think. Mom.
Yeah. Magical time, the 1970s.
We could also get Molly's votes on the rounds.
Yeah. I gotta say, if I had voted that last round, I would have voted for Derek. And no, it's not because I'm married to him.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is. I would have won a couple of rounds if you'd actually been voting this year. So what's Shay, what are you waving at me here?
Nat King Cole. Come on. You didn't even touch on Nat King Cole.
I can't.
And we also had the happiest Christmas tree lined up. Let me get to it.
I want to hear the happiest Christmas tree. We've got extra time.
I like his version of the Christmas song. He does it perfectly.
We're gonna get into a couple of songs. Whoever is waving an electronic near the microphone and making that happen, please stop doing that. That feedback sound is terrible. So for those of us who were alive in 1974, we remember that was a happy, joyful time.
Oh, it so was.
The can't beat them late 19. There was them mid 1970s.
You know, 12. I was doing good. You know, 12 years later, when I was born, that's all anyone would talk about. How great 1974.
Star Wars
was.
Came out.
77.
1974.
No, 77.
He was. Well, yeah, but I mean the 70s in general.
Oh, all right.
This is the kind of music that Roy Moore was listening to when he was down at the mall. Yeah.
Chris is like, oh, okay, I won't have to kill you in the parking lot on the way out of the show then.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to see the premiere of Star Wars tomorrow.
I think
on the same page.
Yeah, is anyone here not going to see the Star Wars tomorrow night? Daniela, Gail, Jim.
I'm not.
Shay. Well, Shay doesn't like the Star Wars.
Will security please report
to Section
3? I
prefer, you know, security. Something somewhat resembling reality.
Yeah. I don't know how I keep winding up with co-hosts who don't like the Star Wars, but this is...
I mean, I like it. I don't. But I'm not rushing out to see the new stuff. I'll wait until...
You're like my third one.
TV.
Because Lisa didn't like the Star Wars. Brian didn't like the Star Wars. Like, what...
It's because you should be happy you keep aligning yourself with smart people. That's,
no. No.
Maybe it's because you call it the Star Wars.
I was just going to ask about that.
It is the Star Wars.
I feel like I'm not in the club.
Hey, Derek, should we talk about this later on the Facebook?
The Facebook? we could
check the Google.
We could talk about it later at the bar.
Yes.
Where maybe. Going? Wait. Where no. What bar are we going to? Yeah. Should I log on to Ask Jeeves and find out?
The Ask Jeeves.
Isn't it just Jeeves now, or like Jay?
it's the Jeeves. It's
no one's asked that question since 2001.
Isn't it just Ask now?
Yeah, it's ask.com.
I used to work for them. And I don't remember.
We know. Aren't you the logo? Oh,
yeah. Stop that. No one asked for that.
By the way, I think just
naughty list. You just went on the naughty
list.
Daniela
with the best burn of the night. Get it, girl.
I'm sorry, Derek.
Naughty list for Daniela Capolino.
Do I get to keep my Satan Claus Lego?
Yes, you do. So let's go around and talk about how awful Christmas lasers are. No. Because we've already covered that.
You, like, exhausted that subject last year.
Oh, boy.
And even put it to music.
I know.
Which was a winning round.
I was...
Those things that projects on the front of people's... Oh, God.
Yeah.
I always think the perfect punishment for having those should be the person that put them up staring directly into them.
Laser. They go from you'll shoot your eye out to you'll burn your eye out.
There was
a Christmas movie. How's that movie?
There is a house, you know, by the way, over on Everett Street in Malden. If you find yourself near the Rotary, you can't miss it. It's on Everett Street.
Mm.
Every square inch of the front yard.
Yeah.
Every square inch of the front yard is covered with inflatables.
God. There are two houses.
They've actually built platforms in their tiny front yard to jam in more inflatables.
There's actually two houses on the way from Belmont to Lexington on, I think it's Pleasant Street.
And I'm often hanging down the Rotary.
So. They're side by side. It's like wars of Christmas. And every inch of every yard, lawn, fencing is loaded. And all I can think is, God, your neighbors must hate you.
Yeah, what I'm saying is if you got some darts that you're trying to figure out how to get rid of, here are some good places to
BB guns, baby. I got a wrist rocket at home. Let's get some rocks and do some target practice.
Perfect time of year to get rid of those unwanted darts.
I'm just kidding.
I do always love that they tend to, much like Molly was talking about her tire light coming on and going off because of the weather, they do tend to like partially deflate as the weather fluctuates.
It's like a Mylar balloon.
I'm like, yeah, that's what you get. But I know, Daniela, I think you know Ryan Staples. He's a comedian.
Yes.
He posted the other day a picture of his neighbors across the street. Mm. And it's just like, there is a special place in hell for these people. Right. Not only are they, do they have the inflatables, they have lights everywhere. They have the lasers, but not just the one that, like, projects one image.
Oh, yeah, I know what you mean.
It rotates around, like, kaleidoscope style. Yeah. And what I don't understand is some of the images are Mickey Mouse's head. And I'm like, what does Mickey Mouse have to do with Christmas other than the Mickey Mouse Christmas movie, of which every brand has a Christmas movie? Have you seen Charlie Brown's head flying around.
Can I go out on a limb here and suggest that they have those cheap-ass light up candy canes all over the place as well?
Oh, yes, they do.
Of course. Well, it's all the Christmas decorating cliches come together.
I haven't seen it in action, like in real life yet, but there has been an infomercial that's been going around where there is like, you can actually put like, if you project it from the inside of your house onto your window, they give you these special screens.
Yeah, I saw one the other day.
Did you see it in real life? Yeah. Cool. Does it look like it does on the commercial?
It was cool.
They should give you, like, the option of having, like, outside of holiday, like, you could have, like, a man and a woman silhouette, you know, doing naughty things for Valentine's Day and stuff.
I like the story little that leprechaun. Dana actually brought up to me earlier about the neighbors running up with Christmas decorations and attacking each other's homes with who could leave the tackiest.
In my neighborhood, that's a cool idea. You may come home from work and or wake up in the morning and find, this is how tacky they're considered to be, find that suddenly there's an inflatable Snoopy on your lawn or something. And you basically have to punk someone else. So
that's funny.
That's how we roll.
Wow.
That's a cool little idea.
I like it.
I will say that when it's tasteful, I do really enjoy it. There's a neighborhood, like, on the, I know you're all North Shore folk, I believe.
Mm-mm. Yes.
West of Boston for me.
Non-South Shore folk, I can put it that way. There's this neighborhood between Braintree and Holbrook, and I'm not going to say the name of it because I don't want y'all blowing up my spot.
We have Google Maps,
like,
you know. We'll just find out.
But it's like an upscale neighborhood, and they do a contest to see who could have, like, the most classily prettified Christmas house.
Mm, nice.
But it's all like, there's none of the inflatable crap.
Yeah.
Like, it's all like very tasteful and very like, picture the McAllisters.
And the electric company.
The Home Alone.
Yeah.
And the electric company is like,
yeah, like a lot of like, like they're getting these lights at Home Depot from the nice section.
Some of you have seen my house and you know I live in an old house, so it's all classic. You know, it's like there's no inflatable stuff. There's no deer in the yard. There's no candy canes.
No fun.
There's no freaking lasers.
No fun.
There's no joy inside or out.
You're not allowed to say what's fun now that you play that Gigi Allen song.
It looks nice. I got the nice snowflake hanging up on the carriage house.
You guys have a very tasteful house.
My neighbor on the other. I'm not going to say anything on the air. I'm just going to say, all right. Just on the odd chance that it gets back to him, and then I got to go home and listen to it.
How about a favorite Christmas movie for people? I brought that up in the past, but I always like Christmas Story.
They're all terrible.
I love it.
Die Hard.
Christmas Story.
They're all terrible.
You know, I've never seen Die Hard.
Mm-hmm. Let's go down and watch.
I'm going to say that's what everyone always... thank you for not, like, punching.
I think we should
that.
List
everyone
our least favorite holiday movies. Because that's my longest list.
On Sunday, I just went to the movie theater and saw on the big screen It's a Wonderful Life.
That's
the epitome
of
cheesy, but I love it.
I love it. That's my favorite.
I don't know why I'm here.
I've got to say,
Merry Christmas, you old building and loan.
Yeah. Can't stand it.
Oh, I love it.
It's totally
I don't like
random.
Jimmy Stewart in general. So.
Oh,
Mike Pincus, favorite.
Oh, yeah, I'll break your heart next. Watch this. I don't like Andy Griffith either.
Mike Pincus, favorite holiday movie?
The fishies are coming.
I agree on It's a Wonderful Life. It's not such a wonderful movie.
Elf.
Sorry.
Over and over again.
I like Elf.
Which one?
Elf.
Elf's really good.
I watch it all day long.
I've got to go Scrooged.
Yeah. Elf is better than Scrooged.
Which one, singing Scrooge or like singing?
No, the Bill Murray one.
I like. I always like any movie that takes a classic tale and flips it on its head for modern times, and it's not just because Faye. Katie from Animal House is in it, but it is partially
Karen Allen.
Karen Allen, thank you.
Gail?
Muppet Christmas Movie, man.
It's not bad.
It's amazing. Something for every age. So creative. It's awesome. My daughter has actually made me love it more and more as the years have gone by. So it's an annual watching event.
Jim?
Probably Christmas Vacation.
Christmas Vacation.
I was going to say, I was going to do top three in Christmas Vacation.
Yeah. If
the sled ride you want to take.
Yeah.
Sled, like every boy's dream had the fastest little sled firing down the hill. It's the best.
The car going under the lumber truck. I mean, is there a better first 5 minutes of a movie?
If I'm cornered and I got to pick something family friendly, it's going to be Miracle on 34th Street.
That's great.
Which is a great movie.
Original
but
or?
The original. Oh, don't come near me with that awful remake.
Mara Wilson.
Is Gremlins a Christmas movie?
Yes, Gremlins is a Christmas movie.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
Yeah, Gremlins, Die Hard are both Christmas movies, for those of you wondering.
I'm going to go with Trading Spaces.
That's another great Christmas movie.
I just generally don't like Christmas movies, I'm realizing, because I'm scrolling through the list. I'm like, nope. So, Die Hard, Trading Places, and Gremlins.
Trading Places is an awesome comedy.
I was going to say, I will sound super cheesy saying this, but it just occurred to me because I forgot because I watch it all year, but Love Actually is.
Yeah.
I know it's super cheesy, but it
is. We were having a conversation about that earlier.
It's already been shot down by the Grinches over in the corner here.
Well, you know what? Bah humbug, y'all, because it's the reason I love Love Actually is that it touches upon everyone's Christmas season, whether it's good or bad. I feel like it's a very honest Christmas movie, and this is coming from someone who generally doesn't really like Christmas.
Molly and I watched it the other night and fell in love again.
Broken
so you hard-hearted mean people.
Listen, I told you my beef with the movie earlier. It doesn't have anything to do with the fact that it's Christmas. It's just that the guy, it's just in this climate, I'm really surprised everybody's still liking this movie.
It's a great movie.
I never liked it.
It's hilarious.
It's a fine movie.
In this climate, if anything, people should like it more now because Billy Bob Thornton is essentially Donald Trump.
But now, if you want to get down to my actual favorite Christmas movie, Silent Night, Deadly Night, the first one. Come on.
That is good from that.
Come on. Kids, when the kid's sledding down the hill and Santa chops off his head, and then you see the head come rolling down the sledding hill, and the way that Santa says, naughty, before he kills anybody. Awesome.
And the marketing for it was great, too. It's like Santa going down a chimney with an axe.
Yeah.
Like, it's awesome. And it says somebody's been naughty.
That's awesome. There was so much hysteria the year that... Because I saw it on the big screen.
Yeah.
There was so much hysteria the year that came out. Everybody was like, it's the end of society as we know it. Santa's killing people. And I'm sitting there watching it, and I'm like, yeah, it's a pretty average horror movie.
Yeah. I was too.
But... Because of all the controversy, it's actually a pretty cheesy horror movie.
Yeah.
But one of the great things about it is part of it takes place in a toy store, and they've got all the Star Wars figures from like 1983 on the shelves.
Yes.
So there's like mint condition Jabba the Hutt play sets everywhere. Nice. And it's like, hey, what? That's worth so much money now.
Yeah. Do you watch it and just keep rewinding and then replaying the scene all over again?
I have to stop, reach for some lotion, and then go back.
I would say he pauses
I made a YouTube
looks lovingly
one
for
hour
frame
loop.
By frame.
Well, on that note, this is a good setting to bring this up. On that note, this is a debate I've had with lots of my friends. Nightmare Before Christmas, Halloween movie or Christmas movie?
Both.
Christmas movie.
Both.
Halloween movie.
Halloween movie.
Yeah. It has Christmas in the title.
I try to show it at Halloween and people are like, this is a Christmas movie.
Which movie?
Nightmare Before Christmas. Tim Burton.
And I think it qualifies as both.
That's what I showed
at Halloween. People are like, this is a Christmas movie. I show it at Christmas. People are like, this is a Halloween movie.
It's actually a November movie.
If we're
movie.
Allowed to count it, then I'm going Nightmare Before Christmas.
It's a Thanksgiving movie, to be honest.
It's like, I don't really know what I'm supposed to do right now, so this.
You know what? If you're going to show that movie and people in your house are going to be like, this isn't a Christmas movie, and be like, oh, well, there's the door.
Star Wars is not a Christmas movie.
Yes, it is now. And I'm going to tell you why. Because they moved the May dates out to December. The last three Disney movies have been in December.
Yeah, but there's no Santa in it. That's like saying the Lord of the Rings.
It's Christmas, right in the...
What? No,
right
that's in the poster.
It's in the poster.
It does say in the poster. It says Christmas.
Because that's when it comes out.
They're marketing it as Christmas to Christians for Star Wars.
The Empire Strikes Back is a Christmas movie because it takes place on the ice planet.
That doesn't mean that it's a Christmas movie. maybe.
But it says Christmas, and they're promoting it as Christmas.
Hold on. The Star Wars and the Christmas have been commingled? Is that what you're saying?
In their release date, not in their plot line.
This is part of the Disney's efforts to secularize the everything.
I'm having a moment where I just saw like Darth Vader walks in and like he's just got like Christmas lights like hanging off of him.
Actually, isn't the second Batman movie?
Yes, it is actually. It's listed in here.
The second Tim Burton Batman movie. Batman Sucks Again, or whatever it was.
That was a great one. That was Michelle Pfeiffer.
Michelle Pfeiffer was.
Yeah, I could have lived with it without Danny DeVito. He's such a little troll. I can't stand him. But
yeah.
I like Michelle Pfeiffer. She was good in Murder on the Orient Express.
Yeah.
She was. Her Catwoman suit, she actually doesn't resemble herself anymore. And couldn't say her lines properly. They had to dub it.
Grease 2, let's not talk about Grease 2.
It's
so beautiful.
I was going to say, I mean, like, how hot?
I know, but number one, she wasn't naked enough. Number two, awful movie.
Grease 2?
Yeah.
I like it.
Grease 2 is fantastic.
I mean, it's fantastic in, like, awesomely badness. But Michelle,
Lauren left, hello.
I read an article recently that Michelle Pfeiffer said that was the biggest career mistake she ever made.
Oh, cool rider, come on.
I love Grease 2.
Cool rider, a cool rider.
If this isn't cool.
But she did that. That was her first movie, was Grease 2, and she still went on.
Bowl tonight.
Two words.
Bowl tonight.
Girl for all seasons.
Two words. Adrian Zmed. All right, I'm just going to leave that out there.
I have met him because I saw him.
Don't admit that to anybody.
He's
don't
little, right?
Say that like you're proud.
I saw him as Danny Zuko in Greece in Boston.
Is he small though, right?
20 years ago. Oh, he's maybe
5'5".
He's maybe 5'7".
Yeah. Who is this? The lead?
Adrian's
the lead in Greece too. Well, one of them.
Sandy's cousin.
But French and the Bachelor Party guy.
Yes,
Bachelor Party. Oh, the one that plays Johnny.
Hey, it's a Bachelor Party.
Hey, Johnny.
He was great in Bachelor Party.
He was T.J. Hooker.
Bachelor Party's an awesome movie.
Yes.
He was not good on T.J. Hooker.
I didn't say he was good in it, but he was in there. He hung out with William Shatner. Gotta be good.
Star Trek's a Christmas movie.
No, it's not a Christmas movie. There's no Christmas in Star Trek.
There was snow in Star Trek 6.
There's no Star Trek, The Search for Santa's Undiscovered Workshop.
Earlier, he talked about how Chris was going to punch me if I didn't pick him because he's sitting right next to me. I think he's running that risk in the other direction if he keeps.
I think Blade Runner 2049 is a Christmas movie.
Yes, let's talk about best movies of the year. Blade Runner was a fantastic movie.
Nominated for nothing.
You're kidding. That's
no,
the Golden Globes.
Not yet. For nothing. Nothing. No. Yeah, no Golden Globes.
They don't know what they're doing.
Blade Runner, Twin Peaks, gypped. Like Kyle MacLachlan got an award.
Fantastic.
That's it. That's it.
Blade Runner was fantastic.
Laura Dern didn't get nominated?
Yeah, but Laura Dern got nominated for the Big Little Lies on HBO, not for Twin Peaks.
That was great. Big Little Lies?
Never seen
you
it.
You see that? Fantastic. No. Nobody else saw that on HBO?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
I saw it.
We're drifting off holiday point.
Actually, yeah.
No, that's a Christmas TV show.
Oh, no, never mind.
I was going to say,
I found a site that's talking about like movies that are kind of, is that a Christmas movie?
All right, so what do we got?
LA Confidential.
Yeah.
Because it actually opens on Christmas Eve.
Yep. Nah.
But I wouldn't call that a Christmas movie.
Because the rest of it happens after that.
Right. 3 Days of the Condor, which is a great movie.
Yeah, but it's supposed to be 8 Days of the Condor, and they cut 5 out to save on budget.
3 Days of the Condor.
But it doesn't feel like a Christmas movie.
No.
I scrolled the wrong way. Wait, what's this one? Sorry. 3 Days of the Condor. Yeah, L.A. Confidential. Cover Up?
Never heard of it.
It's a Christmas.
Dennis O'Keefe movie from 1949. No wonder. The Apartment, 1960, Billy Wilder.
Great movie.
Oh, that's a good movie. I wouldn't call it Christmas.
Yeah, it's not really.
No, it's a Christmas.
That is a good movie.
But it's not. It's but not Christmas has like nothing to do with it. That's the thing. A Christmas movie is a movie that is like large.
Batman Returns. Definitely.
Batman Returns is a Christmas movie. Great movie.
Yeah. And then The Long Kiss Goodnight.
Not a Christmas movie.
No. And I think that's it. Oh, You've Got Mail.
You've Got Mail is not a Christmas movie.
Oh, You've Got Mail is absolutely not a Christmas movie.
If we're going to call You Got Mail a Christmas movie, we may as well call When Harry Met Sally a Christmas movie.
Yeah, exactly.
Just because a scene takes place during Christmas doesn't mean it's a Christmas movie.
Yeah.
Like the whole climax of Harry Met Sally happens on New Year's Eve.
Right.
So you could make the case that that's a holiday movie.
Yeah, right.
But I think to qualify as a Christmas movie, when someone says the title of it, your first thought has to be Christmas.
Right.
Right.
Like when you hear You'll When Harry Met Sally, you're like two people being friends and falling in love and blah, 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 blah. Like,
this is the one that I'm. Iron Man 3.
Iron Man 3. Iron Man not 3? A Christmas
best
movie.
One ever.
Yes, there is a portion of it that takes place
calling
at Christmas.
Them Christmas. They're calling them Christmas adjacent movies.
Christmas adjacent.
Is what they referred to them as.
Is that like well, intersectional Christmasism?
That's why.
What's happening with intersectional Christmasism this year?
Yes.
Christmas adjacent. Iron Man 3.
Well,
no.
Let's talk about this. Yeah. The word Christmas is back more than 2016. Yes or no?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
And why?
Because Donald Trump is making America great again.
Do you think that's the reason why?
No, he's
do you
not.
Think that people stopped with the nonsense and actually got back on board a little in 2017? I think this is a horrible year.
But I
want to hear what you think about that.
I think.
No way, Chris. Lethal Weapon is another one.
Not a Christmas movie.
Yeah.
Because the thing with Die Hard, I definitely think Christmas. Lethal Weapon, I don't think Christmas.
Yeah.
I think what's happened, in much the same way that this president has empowered racism and bigotry, he's empowered Merry Christmas, which, you know, one out of three ain't bad, but the other two out of three are kind of, you know, pulling us in the wrong direction here.
This site has Eyes Wide
which,
Shut.
Ironically, you're not very Christian.
Eyes Wide Shut is a Christmas movie.
Yes, it is. That's a great movie.
Eyes Wide Shut is
see,
a...
Yeah. I hear Eyes Wide Shut and I think rich people orgy.
Yeah, like the reason for the reason for is not only does the movie take place over Christmas, it also features a bizarrely high number of Christmas trees. The reason against is Christmas is the time for family festivities and joy, not the time for masked orgies held by secret societies, but to each their own.
I think a lot of people are having masked orgies as part of their holiday celebration.
People
I mean, isn't it
pagan?
Tradition is tradition.
How about The Shining?
Here's, no.
No.
Here's an interesting...
That's a Valentine's Day movie. Everybody knows that, Chris. Come on.
Here's an interesting film nerd fact about Eyes Wide Shut. When you see the Christmas trees in the movie, they all have the same color lights on them.
Yes.
And all of the colors in those lights are all of the same colors used for all of the lighting in the film.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Oh, interesting.
That's Stanley Kubrick.
Awesome. And it's that very precise shade of green and that very precise shade of pink. And if you look around the movie, you'll see all of those lights.
The tonality is constant throughout.
Beauty. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You can almost see it without even knowing that fact. You just get that sense of it.
And that's what it's funny because I don't immediately think of that as a Christmas movie, but as soon as you say it, yeah, that's very much.
Right.
You know, because it's about holiday Christmas parties gone wrong, really.
I mean...
They open the movie and end the movie Christmas shopping together.
Right.
And then he goes on his mad bender.
Did anyone go to see Office Christmas Party?
Nope.
No.
That's a Christmas movie.
It was all right. It wasn't a great movie, but it was fun.
Yeah,
I don't think it set out to be a great movie. It set out to be like, no, this is...
It don't give you laughs on a Sunday afternoon while you're hungover on the couch. It's perfect.
By the way, the popular vote, Chris 28-26 with one
Wow, Hillary.
Didn't he lose some votes for playing the Gigi Allen?
Nice try.
I'll give the vote that I missed, Darren, just to wax his ego a little bit.
All right, we're gonna take a quick break here, and we're gonna come back with a few more comments and thoughts.
You gotta end strong.
I don't know that we're no.
I'm yawning over here. I'm starving. I'm getting ready to.
We'll end strong. We always end strong. This was a song that very nearly made it onto my playlist this year. Priscilla Ahn is an instrumental musician, and somebody challenged her to write a Christmas song or to do a version of a Christmas song that would be appropriate for a horror movie.
I was saying, I'm pretty sure the first shot on that YouTube video is the Black Dahlia when she was found.
Yeah, and this is what she came up with. And if you were a fan of, bands like Goblin and that sort of, wild Italian prog rock horror movie soundtracks, you're probably going to like this. This is Deck the Halls from Priscilla Ahn.
Should I sing along with it?
There's not much to sing along to, but if you can keep up with it, minor key, very creepy.
It only takes a minute to find out if you may have prediabetes. And you can do it at doihaveprediabetes.org. But you're probably not going to. Nope. I'm sure you've got a perfectly good excuse. Kids, work. I get it. You're busy. So what better time than now? Let's begin. Raise one finger if you're a man. Ladies, none yet. Oh, count in your head if you're driving. Now, three more fingers for everyone over 60, two over 50, one over 40, one more if you're not physically active, another finger if anyone in your family has type 2 diabetes, another if you've got high blood pressure. If you're overweight, raise another finger, two if you're very overweight, and three if you're really overweight. You've just taken the world's first audio prediabetes test. And if you're holding up five or more fingers, visit doihaveprediabetes.org or talk to your doctor. There's no excuse, because prediabetes can be reversed.
Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
Hi, this is Paul McCartney on behalf of RAD. If you're drinking, you can't drive my car or any car. Remember, if you're partying this holiday season, don't drink and drive. Got it? It's just not worth it. Doesn't make sense. Thank you. Yes, I'm
gonna be a star. A public service message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
It is WMFO Medford on the Tell Mikey D, coming your way in less than 15 minutes with everything you need to know about the Boston music scene. Derek Gary, Chris Earl, Shea Spillane, Gail, Jim, Daniela, Mike Pincus somewhere in the vicinity, and Molly. As we wrap up our annual holiday battle, Chris Earl narrowly snuck one out this year. Narrowly.
You're right, narrowly.
By the skinniest of skinny teeth.
It wasn't. I don't think it was my best selections over the years.
However, I
thought I brought a good little bit of game. I like to bring the older stuff. I love finding old songs like the Santa Claus Express.
Mm-hmm.
I had the one that opens up Pink Floyd's The Wall in here, and I didn't play it.
Oh.
From 1937.
The little boy that Santa Claus forgot, Vera Lynn.
Yeah, I didn't play that one, but it's like there's these ones that you play and you just love and you fall in love again, you know, and that's the fun about Christmas, is going back, being a kid, you know, having your parents around, taking care of you. You have your friends that, you know, they're right there for the moment, being a kid and being in love and being surrounded by family and friends. That's what Christmas is. Whether you're Christian or not, it doesn't matter. It's just that celebration of being around at the end of a year, too, especially a hard year.
Shea brought it up earlier, that song from 1936 that her grandmother loved, that you have that connection to it. And it's like we've all got that song. You know, for me, it's Christmas Time Is Here from the Peanuts special. Like, as soon as I hear the first notes of that, I'm immediately like, Christmas.
Oh, my God.
No. You know, because every year. And the other thing is the Monkees. Because when I was growing up, my sister had all of the Monkees albums.
Mm-hmm.
And when we were decorating the house and trimming the tree, she'd play the Monkees all night long. So I became a huge Monkees fan when I was like 4 or 5 years old. And I just associate them. They never did a Christmas song. But to me, that's Christmas music.
For me, it's Little Saint Nick, the Beach Boys. Yeah, my parents had a record back when record players, when I was really little, when we still had one. And we always used to play that, and I love it.
What do you got, Chris? What's your...
For Christmas?
What yeah. mean? What song, just automatically?
Your nostalgia song.
Let me think.
Song or band or...
Necking Hole is one of them.
I was going to say, that's for me. I picture my living room where I grew up anytime I hear Necking Hole.
You want to hear something bizarre, though? When I think of Christmas, I think of Bill Cosby and Bill Cosby records, because my stepfather had all the Bill Cosby records, and he had it, and we were trimming trees, and that's how I got into comedy, was Bill Cosby records.
Have yourself a glass of this eggnog right here.
You can't tell me the guy is not funny.
Oh, no, he's hilarious.
Yeah, he's an awful person, what he did, but you know what? He brought a lot of joy for a lot of years to a lot of people, and unfortunately, in this day and time, people seem to forget that.
Yeah.
And that's the problem that I have, you know, as we end 2017. But I think of comedy records. I think of Red Fox. I think of Bill Cosby, Richard Pryor. He liked all the comedians, all the black comedians.
Yeah,
you know, and it's just like that's how I started, and then later on, you know, Dark to Demento and COZ and stuff. But yeah, comedy records,
it's good, funny stuff.
Gail, COZ.
We know Jose Feliciano owns your holiday heart, but is there anything else?
But before I was blasting that song from my car as loudly as I could, I went to parochial school back in the day, and so I actually knew all the all the hymns, Hark the Herald and the First Noel and O Come All Ye Faithful. So those are the songs actually for me that resonate most with my Christmas as a kid.
I agree.
It's the church songs.
When we were talking off the air while songs were playing, we were talking about that, how even though I am not religious anymore, and I don't believe you are either, but those are still the songs that resonate the most and kind of hit you in the heart, mm-hmm. at least for me.
Jim, what about yourself?
And anything from the Grinch, sorry.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
Grinch is great. I love it.
Same thing, the Peanuts songs, stuff like that. That's
the Peanuts song?
Yeah, the Peanuts song, yes.
Come on, Jim.
Oh,
we are getting so many fines.
This holiday season, music from the Peanuts. Yes.
Right back to the gutter we go, Jim.
The Peanuts album.
But yeah, that's good. Anything else that...
I'd have to hear it to trigger it.
I mean, it's sort of... For me, there's something about plopping down in front of the TV to watch that show.
Yeah.
That meant that, like, oh, it's Christmas.
Yep.
No, like, no. Okay, if there's something, if it's CBS on a Monday night and the Peanuts and the Grinch are on,
yep.
it's Christmas time.
Who is your favorite character? Is it Marcy, Charlie Brown, Schroeder, or Peppermint Penis?
I don't think that's the
good night,
name.
Everybody. Derek is like scowling at me.
Yeah,
sorry, everybody.
Some of us plan on broadcasting through next year, by the way. I just want to point that out for the.
Yes, the last official Christmas show for Chris Earl.
Is this like Death by Cop over here?
Up,
Death by FCC?
Until I invite you back next year because I'm a masochist. Anyway.
Is Chris committing suicide by FCC right now? Yeah, is that what's happening?
Not during my time slot. He's not. Daniela.
You know, I'm not really big into the Christmas music. Bah humbug, I know. But I guess I would probably go with either like the old school stuff from Phil Spector, like the Ronettes or the Crystals, probably would be my.
The Phil Spector Christmas album.
Yeah, they're bouncy and they're like, you know, but the rest of it. We weren't big like Christmas music people in the house.
Mike Pincus, so. What do you got? What's
too
your
much,
what's
too
your
much Italians yelling. We don't have time for music. You know, everybody's got a.
And if it was playing, who would hear it?
Exactly why we didn't bother. Nobody would hear it. Pincus.
I don't know why, but there wasn't a lot of Christmas music in my house.
Yeah, well, it's...
I'm not really sure why, but whenever I see York Peppermint Patties, I think of Christmas.
Oh, yeah.
Every Peanuts was sponsored by York Peppermint Patty.
Yep. Yeah.
Didn't they used to lick their lips when they had the Peppermint
When I bite into a York Peppermint Patty, I get the sensation.
The sensation.
The sensation. Right. Every time I see those things, I think of Peanuts.
You know what else is a giveaway at this time of year? Is the perfume commercials.
Sure. Perfume.
All of a sudden, you see these like big, expensive, like weird European perfume commercials showing up on TV. You never see them any other time of the year.
Mm-hmm. In addition to the jewelry commercials.
I'm going to say with that in mind, when I see a brightly colored striped sweater and people dancing and singing, and then Gap at the end of it, like that's. I saw my first Gap commercial in like years the other day, which I don't really watch regular TV anymore, but it came on and I was like, this is a Gap commercial and it's Christmas.
I think they actually stopped advertising for a while and this is their last gasp at relevance right now.
I would like to point out my festive Christmas
is Rams
t-shirt
that
I got from Woot.
I thought I said bitch.
Probably my favorite Christmas t-shirt.
Santa's beard is soaked in sauce and he looks a bit like a crazed cannibal.
Yes.
I know. It's no offense, but it's reading a little Walking Dead.
Yeah. It also wants me to kind of go to Red Bones after for some ribs.
Zombie Santa.
I'm going to pass on the ribs.
I have to go home and watch Mr. Robot season finale.
There we go. Is that a Christmas show?
Is that good
this
season?
Not a Christmas show.
Is it good this season?
It's amazing. Every episode has been literally like a season finale in itself.
All right, I'll watch.
And I'm not just saying that because I keep winning all kinds of free stuff from it either.
Okay. All right. I'm in.
That's my plug.
Drakkar Noir. There's always like at least one Drakkar Noir commercial around the holidays. The only time of year.
Like
has anyone ever actually given or received a perfume?
I received like five bottles in college.
Really?
Every year my girlfriend in college gave me one of those. Yeah. And I threw a lot out when I moved out of that apartment.
And I also got a sampler of that man. So when I walked by, everybody would go, who is that man?
it smells like college rape. It's awful. It's bad.
I just remembered Hershey Kisses. You see a lot of Hershey Hershey candy advertised the whole year. But Chris was the only time Hershey Kisses are really advertised. And they've reused that one where they're the pretend bells.
Yeah, the bells.
Shaped like a tree. That's been on since I was in middle school.
Yeah.
I feel like Lifesavers.
It's a giant Christmas kiss.
I feel like
why try to improve prompts?
Lifesavers is like that too. Like you don't see a Lifesavers commercial ever. And then Christmas comes out and they've got those Lifesaver books.
Because you can make the Lifesaver men.
Right.
Put them on a tree out of the yarn and like
wasted candy.
That's what I will say. Something I miss from pre-internet days. I don't know if Molly will remember. I don't know if this existed when you guys were kids. But the Sears, it would come like the middle of November. The Sears just like everything. I think it was literally called the Wish Book.
Yes, Sears catalog.
And it would come with little stickers that you could stick to just like hand to your parents and be like, this is what everything. I want.
The Sears Wish Book actually first appeared in October. And kids in the 1970s and 80s knew exactly the day it was coming out. And because we were like, we gotta go to Sears.
Between that,
there was a Star Wars exclusive every Christmas.
Yes, there was.
Okay, that's what after it was either Windows that 95. I remember suddenly it like died it out, and I was like, but that giant
the service merchandise catalog was like that in our house too.
That giant catalog is supposed to be here so I can circle things.
Mm-hmm. Anybody watch the Star Wars Christmas special?
Yes, I watched it Thanksgiving night.
Did you?
I watch it at least once a year. It is the greatest television program ever made.
Only because of the cartoon.
It is so woefully underrated. Bruce Valanche wrote a lot of that stuff.
Oh, I'm surrounded by nerds.
You know. Yeah, it's great. I love it. I am that one in a million people that actually loves the Star Wars holiday special.
I wonder if anyone at home is playing the Star Wars drinking game while they listen.
Yeah.
It should be.
It's a classic.
We're going to see Star Wars tomorrow.
At least five times.
Yes.
Maybe six.
Me too, but not with you guys.
Star Wars? The other thing they get out every year that tells me it's Christmas time is the 3-pound candy bar. This is like the new thing.
Yeah.
Like what?
A giant Whitman sampler. Whitman sampler giant box that's bigger than your couch.
The Whitman sampler's been around.